With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. As of midday today, the Iowa Department of Public Health was reporting 148 positive cases for COVID-19 in Wright County, with 27 in Cerro Gordo County and 19 in both Grundy and Floyd counties in the broadcast area. Hardin and Hancock counties each reported 16 positive tests to date, with Butler County at 15 and Franklin County with 12. Over 127,000 tests for COVID-19 in Iowa have come back as negative. At least 520 people have died from COVID-19 in Iowa. Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the previously scheduled Relay for Life of Franklin County will still be on Friday, July 24th, but as a virtual online event. The safety of patients, survivors, volunteers, and staff is a top priority. Funds raised help the American Cancer Society to continue with cancer research, the 24/7 helpline, and for continuing services to give patients the care and support they need. Visit Relay for Life of Franklin County on their Facebook page for more information, or if you would like to join a team or start a team, go to relayforlife.org/Franklin County IA. Iowa's two U.S. senators are asking the Food and Drug Administration to clarify its policies on making alcohol-based hand sanitizer during the pandemic. Iowa ethanol producers were initially given the go-ahead to use some of their ingredients to make sanitizer, but Senator Chuck Grassley of New Hartford says the FDA later changed its guidelines. Now it's unclear if ethanol can be used in the process.
Ernst and I want clarification from FDA so that people that are involved in this good faith effort to help out in this pandemic, I'd suggest they can't be making much money at it, just good faith effort.
Ethanol producers got involved with a sanitizer to both provide a valuable commodity during the health crisis and also to have a marketable product since fuel sales dropped dramatically with so many people staying home. Grassley says the FDA's revision of guidelines left many in the industry mystified about what standards need to be met for hand sanitizer.
We're in a situation where there's questionable activity going on, that nobody has ill intent, and we're trying to clarify things so that people can continue to do their good work in good faith and not get in trouble for it.
As the economy slowly reopens, Grassley notes the need will continue to grow for hand sanitizer at schools, restaurants, churches, factories, and other locations. Iowa is the nation's number one biofuel producer with 43 ethanol plants and 11 biodiesel plants supporting 43,000 jobs throughout the state's economy. Iowa's high school class of 2020 contains about 37,000 students, certainly none of whom could have predicted how this school year is wrapping up in the midst of a pandemic. Professor Nancy Languth, Associate Dean of the University of Iowa College of Education, says it's heartwarming to see how graduating seniors are being recognized in their communities in light of social distancing requirements.
I've just marveled at how people have rallied, whether it's on Facebook sharing their own graduation pictures or districts having parades with their students. I was over at Clear Creek Amana the other day, and I noticed that they had all of their seniors, just lovely banners, individual banners posted along their sports complex.
Had coronavirus not invaded our lives, she says it's likely graduation ceremonies for these students would have looked and sounded much like those held in 2010 or even in 2000, which makes this year's class uniquely special.
These 2020 graduates are certainly going to have a memory that any of us that hear someone graduated in 2020, there's a story there. And we're going to want to know, how was that for you? So they will have that.
During a typical graduation, it might only take a matter of seconds for a student to make the walk as his or her name is called to collect a diploma, but those seconds represent a lifetime of achievement up to that point. Languth says it's important for the student and for their loved ones to have that moment of ritual to recognize all that's been invested.
Financially, I believe that it's over $3 billion is invested in K-12 education in our state annually. We've invested in supporting their music events, their sporting events. We really are all stakeholders in them having this completion. And so when they walk across the stage, it's like we're seeing our investment realized. So we all miss that.
A former public school teacher in Lenox, she says it's a delight to see colorful yard signs, posters in store windows, and even full-scale billboards congratulating the class of 2020.
When you see images of that, you just share in the joy. Even though you don't know that senior, you know that community is invested in their success and wishes them, you know, well, and really shares in their accomplishments.
That's University of Iowa Professor Nancy Languth. This morning, the Butler County Sheriff's Office transported from Blackhawk County 20-year-old Elizabeth Victoria Bordeaux of New Hartford, who was wanted on a warrant for 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance and for possession of drug paraphernalia. Bordeaux posted bond and was released. Last night, the Clarksville Police Department arrested 27-year-old Mitchell Kelderman of Clarksville on a warrant for a controlled substance charge. Kelderman is being held at the Butler County Jail. Yesterday afternoon, the Hampton Police Department arrested 46-year-old Katrina Lynn Wenzel of Hampton for violation of a no-contact order. Katrina Wenzel was later released. Wednesday afternoon, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office transported from Hamilton County 45-year-old James Donald Wenzel of Hampton, who was wanted on a Franklin County warrant for violation of a no-contact order. James Wenzel was later released from custody. Sarah Gordo County Recorder Colleen Pierce has announced that she will be retiring June 30, 2020. Pierce has served as county recorder since 1990, but has worked in the office since 1975. Pierce from Rockwell says many changes have occurred in her years in the office, from entering the information by hand in large ledger books to helping in the creation and implementation of a computerized recording system in the office. In 2003, she was asked to be a charter board member to help create a statewide real estate recording system, and the program was launched in 2005, making Iowa the first state to incorporate such a system. 12 small rural Iowa communities have received grants from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Derelict Building Grant Program to help deconstruct or renovate abandoned structures, remove asbestos, and limit construction and demolition materials going to the landfill. The city of Clarion received $63,923 for deconstruction work. Following deconstruction activities, the city will create a downtown pocket park using bricks from the former building. The park will be used for informal gathering and for outdoor movies, music, events, and other arts entertainment. A total of $403,000 in grants were awarded. Yesterday afternoon, the Clarion Goldfield Dow School Board held a special meeting and approved holding baseball and softball this summer with COVID-19 precautions and safety measures in place. The CGD Board also approved a plan to hold a commencement ceremony on Saturday, June 27th at 6 p.m. on the football field with COVID-19 safety measures in place, with a rain date of June the 28th. The Hartley Museum in Clarion started discussions 2 years ago concerning placement of a windmill that would be a good addition to the complex. The Museum Board of Directors earlier this month discussing how windmills were an integral part of any farm for years, and with help from Larry Mosdam, Ted Brigger, and funds from the museum and the Wright County Charitable Foundation, a windmill was placed west of the 4-H schoolhouse. The American windmill was developed in 1854, was used on farms to pump water from the ground up to where it could be used. Wednesday night, Quincy Lashide was named Miss Alden. The first runner-up was Marley Lancaster, and the second runner-up was Sarah Cortez. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program is Brett Richards, who's seeking the Republican nomination for Iowa's 4th District Congressional seat, currently held by Steve King in Tuesday's primary election. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, with archived programs under the News tab at radioonthego.com. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.